Hey everyone, welcome to Legends Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Russ.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we are back after a long break for the Superman and Lois TV show. So, guys, cast your minds back 6 weeks?
No, more than
7 weeks?
that. It's March 23rd was the last time we were gathered together to watch
Wow,
Superman.
9 weeks.
Seems like ages ago.
To the last episode, which like left on a mass of a few different cliffhangers. So we had we had the Harvest Festival. We'll just cliff note this really quickly. We had Jordan being girlfriend breaking up with him. Jonathan, sorry.
Taking it out on Jordan.
Yep.
Yeah, Jordan being friend zoned by Sarah. The woman's son, Derek, came back and found out he had powers because they were putting him in some machine.
The
Him and Superman.
ex-Kryptonite,
Him and Superman had a bit of a fly around. And then Captain Luther shot him down with some sort of like red kryptonite weird bazooka thing. We had Luther speaking to Lois about wanting to help him take down Edge, and also finding out that in his timeline, he's actually married to her, which is interesting. And we had sort of flashbacks of Martha and Clark as well, and then they had the whole
Yeah, him
bench.
leaving Smallville.
Yeah, and the bench for Martha being the sort of place that everyone goes to sit now. And that was it.
I think we covered everything. Yeah.
Yeah,
Wasn't that episode, was it? Well, it must have been the one before where he joined the football team and was the coach, assistant coach.
it was the one before. I think
Was
there was
it?
clips of him then on the football pitch, but the one before it was, when he joined it, wasn't it? I swear that you had the whole General Lane opening up that sort of case file on Superman as well.
That might
I
have been the
can't
episode
remember
just
if that
before,
was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that was
because
one just
that
before
was
it.
like an end thing, wasn't it? Where he pulled up the hell, which was the 4311 or the 77 code or whatever. So.
Yes. So yeah, so sort of like I guess there's going to be some more investigations about how there are people with powers around, and they're going to work together. Oh, sorry, and then right at the end, big cliffhanger is that kid who had the sort of shaky powers
Came
back
back.
came back and sort of took
Came
Jordan,
back.
being like, "What are you doing? What have you done to me?"
Yeah.
In his X-Men costume.
It does look like an X-Force costume, doesn't it?
So yeah, so it's been a while. I think we should get and watch it. And then have an awesome chat afterwards. Cool.
Let's do it.
Hey guys, don't forget, if you want to see the full reactions of this episode as well as this rest of this season, as well as all our other shows, please head over to our Patreon. Please come support the channel. I really do appreciate it. You'll find all our full reactions there.
Oh, we're speaking right up. Okay.
I don't know what.
Ouch.
All right.
Oh, did he just trigger his super hearing?
What did you do?
I don't know, maybe.
Talking about.
Liar!
Get the old.
Whoa.
You better tell me how to fix it.
Oh, shit.
That was fast.
I'm not gonna hurt you. Wait!
Oh! There we go. Missed this show.
Yeah, I can tell.
I just derailed the train. Oh,
Ah, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so good. He got away.
He thinks I did this to him.
Why would he think that?
Because he saw the video of the explosion that caused the mines.
I flew over the mines. I scanned the tunnels. I can't see inside. They've lined them with lead fiber.
So I need to investigate.
That's not suspicious.
Find proof of wrongdoing. And think about it. Edge is giving people Kryptonian powers and all of this at the same time some armored lunatic arrives who knows Superman's real name.
You think Morgan Edge is the stranger?
I'm gonna find out.
Oh, my reporter nose is off.
Oh, senses are tingling.
Yeah, superhero. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally good to go.
Totally good to go.
Liar.
Okay.
He's gonna clap his hand.
And after school, you're gonna prove it.
Oh.
This is proof my suspicions were correct. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You douche.
Oh, Mr. Edge, this is I'd like to capitalize on our momentum. Hey, whatever you need, you say the word. Well, this is
your wife. Yeah.
I'd like to fill that role with you, Lana.
With me? Should I deal with her?
Why bother? What can she do?
Oh, you have no idea, boy.
Why are you so hyped for this game, huh?
What? Hey, Jordan.
What's going on?
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
Uncle Wolverine Origin School blasted up.
Yeah.
Was that okay? That was not a panic attack. You need to tell Dad. You might need to go to the fortress to figure out what's wrong.
We can't tell Dad. Look, if we tell Dad, he won't let me play football tomorrow.
Jordan, John,
more important things than bloody football.
Let me have this. They made my life hell. Let me shut him up.
It's not about revenge, boy.
Come on,
just once.
Yeah.
I came to you guys because you're my friends, and I need help. I know I may be biased, but you don't know what it's like to see this town dry up. I'm sorry, Lois.
I thought we were drinking buddies. Ruined it.
So why are we down here? Training.
Cool.
The stuff your grandfather used to teach me how to control my strength. We want to make sure you can control it.
Yeah, I mean, a random super freak out would really suck.
Yeah. Anyway, let's start with this.
Oh, wow.
Just
practicing.
yep, okay.
Ow!
Going on instinct. Follow through.
Okay.
Bruce taught me that.
Imagine this big log is Cutter's face. He's just laughing.
Now.
Slap it up.
Yes!
Take a picture. Oh, wait.
Hey, Sam.
I don't have time to worry about feelings. I need to incapacitate a threat. That's what I'm going to do.
Wow. That's proper military talk. Incapacitate a threat.
Wow. Dad finally got over himself long enough to think, maybe I should congratulate my wife. Were you listening to our conversation?
He's a big TV.
Yeah, I thought he was in Metropolis.
He faked it.
Remember? Oh, he's fast.
Yeah.
Just run.
No one's...
Military everywhere.
Undercover much.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, looks like the Crow's quarterback is hurt.
Well, Jordan's... Jonathan's time.
Big boy cat.
Hey, you know I'm with your girl Eliza now, right? She wanted me to know. Come.
He's gonna take him out.
He's dead.
Yeah, boosh!
Yeah. There you go. Brothers working together.
Yeah.
It's Kent special.
Who is it?
Your new best friend.
Your new stalker, Jesus.
What are you doing here, Marcus?
Still open to sharing a byline.
This is your idea of a disguise. It's kind of a show.
You keep talking, okay? You just try to look conservative. All right, go ahead. All right, cool. Thanks, man.
My safety.
Said Sullivan, so that's a nod to Smallville.
Yeah. It's not gonna be the pizza guy.
Time.
Hey, Sarah.
Are you... No!
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Oh, he's gonna throw them all off.
Yeah.
Deep breath.
Put it out
right now.
Into his hands!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fuck hell.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I bet that actually hurt him as well.
Good.
Are you missing your door?
That dinner, whatever comes next, I think...
It's gonna be him.
It's not like Sarah to just leave.
I'm gonna check the security cam footage.
Dad, you're thinking about this too much. I had a moment, all right?
Jordan.
Yes, like.
That's 100% true. I didn't tell you because I knew you'd overreact. I knew you'd stop me from playing the game.
Yeah, and I would have been right.
So I'm just supposed to be punished for something that isn't my fault? I'm a weird kid with headaches. I wanted to be good at something. That was all.
That's not what your powers are for, Jordan.
Yeah, I'm not you, okay?
Clark, real quick, did Sarah come to the game?
No, I didn't see her.
Just thought...
Is that that Harris kid?
Oh my god, yeah, it is. Clark, I gotta go.
Okay.
Stay here.
You sure about this?
No point playing it cautious now, right? A friend of mine helped out with some surgically precise hacking.
Well, points to you and your friend.
The hell is that? Laser sword?
It's from the future.
It whips out a lightsaber.
Yeah, but I say.
That's the thing, Sarah. I can move pretty fast now.
Go through shoes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I should be focusing my story on you.
No, the story
is right here.
Is on what's in these walls. There is your story, Miss Lane.
Too bad no one's gonna read it.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
Liquor store's just up the street. Right, you know what? We want a big game. Come on, let's go. Come on.
It's the worst that could happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll bump into the Metropolis people, footballers.
Oh!
The hell was that?
Come on.
A heat vision laser?
Be ready to move.
Sorry, you bumped your head. It's because of my power, it's hard to control.
Tag, slow down.
I think it was caught on camera.
Bingo.
All I want is to show you.
Uh oh. That video flare? Of the. Yeah.
It's coming from Jordan. I think he did something.
Oh, that's shit. This way.
I don't know anything.
Don't run!
I'm here to help you.
Hands like feet.
Here we go.
Hey, you look pretty good, Jojo, for a guy who's dragged off the field.
Yo, Cutter. Seriously, man, come on.
Uh-huh.
So what? Came here to talk about how it feels to lose?
Oh.
Who found his voice?
Gonna knock him out.
Kid.
Jordan. Relax. Relax.
On the ground, man. Right. We will fire.
No, don't. Tag, stop. Engage.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
oh yes.
Oh,
did
oh, break. Did break his head.
Oh,
shit, that's
crucial.
Okay.
Fuck.
That's broken his hand. Shit. Oh.
Oh.
Wow, that shot is amazing.
Sam Lane's like, explain to me again, you shot Superman? Are you fucking high?
Put that gun down, son.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
That's Injustice Superman right there.
Suits him for as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn. That guy needs a fresh pair of trousers. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
No.
Oh, he's got some military grade underwear.
I don't know what you're upset about. A girl safe and on her way home.
Subject's shut me fucking kryptonite, piece of shit.
That concert.
Superman.
Hey.
You're fucked up, Sam.
Hey.
Yeah, again.
Are we gonna
what's to talk about? You saw what I saw. That's your story.
You are armed to the teeth with the kind of weapons that would put you high on the FBI's most wanted list. Why don't you tell me who you really are and why you are in Smallville? Because I don't buy that you came to write a story.
Yeah, go on, Lois.
I can't tell you why I'm really here. But I can promise you, like you, I am trying to prevent something bad from happening.
It's what she said to Lana. Mm.
So that's his football career over,
Doctor
at least.
Said the cast comes off in 6 to 8 weeks.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, and he also said that maybe I get full range of motion back. Thanks a lot.
Pushing him over the edge.
Well, that is a real lesson about power and responsibility, though. If he's not going to listen to Clark.
You guys know that I would never mean to actually hurt him.
Jordan, that has nothing to do with it. He's upset, and he has a right to be. I told you, your powers come with responsibility, and I need you to get that. That anger you felt that made you want to use your powers the way you did tonight, I have those feelings too.
Do?
Yes, but I keep them in check. So what I had to do, more than anything, was earn their trust. prove to them that no matter what, I would never use my powers to hurt them. 20 years later, every time I use my powers, that trust is tested. Every time.
Even tonight.
Just today, in fact.
Yeah.
God. It's like... He's up there with the Joe talks, man. Flash, he really is.
Superman. The OG.
He knows everything, man.
Probably not the best time to tell you I almost got killed tonight. He led me to something called X Kryptonite. Have you ever heard of that?
No, wait, back up. What do you mean you almost got killed?
Leslie Lahr came after us. Turns out she has powers too. She tried to heat.
Why? Why does a journalist have a ray gun? That makes no sense.
He's like, I just want to be a coach for a small little league football team.
School is going to be easier.
He had this whole theory that whatever happened, whatever gave him his powers, had something to do with you.
What was he going to tell her?
I don't know why he said that.
You know, even if there was something, you could tell me, right?
Yeah, of course.
She knows something's up.
Yeah. Sure, the whole football team's going to be like, Jordan punches so hard he broke his brother's hand.
Sarah told me I could help you figure out if, in fact, he was up to something dangerous or illegal. Are you sure you want to do that? He is very part team Superman. Dangerous. Best to keep this between us for now.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Kyle's made the point of having security cameras around the house. Yeah. So there's going to be recordings. He's going to catch something at some point.
I can still hear his bone snapping.
Cool.
He's Jesus. My brother, and I did that to him.
It was an accident.
And Tag, it was an accident too, right?
It's not your fault.
I just had to look Sarah in the eye, and all she wanted was the truth, and I just had to lie to her.
Come here, kid.
I just wanted to end.
Oh, shit.
Jordan?
Clark! Oh, Clark!
What the hell?
Oh.
Back in the fortress.
Has he got the device from Superman 2 that can make you human?
Yeah. Don't finish it there!
Oh, man.
Oh, God, you got a whole week now. Damn it.
God. Damn it!
You're right, Ross. I've missed this show.
Damn it! That's what I hate when people say Superman is a boring character.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I mean, to be fair, him being your dad with two kids is making him that much of a better character. For me.
Yeah. Mm. Like when he was like helping Tag and said, "I will be with you," it's what I want the Flash to do in these last few episodes.
Mm.
And he's just Superman is just is the best. That's
I mean, that
was a great episode.
Yeah.
Where he got shot by that kryptonite and then he went and looked up. And then he just went up to that guy with his eyes still glowing red. I'd be like, ooh.
Did you notice as well when he pulled the kryptonite bullets out that the suit healed?
Did it?
Did you notice? No. Yeah.
Well, I must have, yeah, because, yeah, makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Nanotech suit, Superman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that
sold... Unless it didn't actually pierce it.
Did you see the blood? Must have.
Did you see? Was there blood? I didn't see the blood. I thought maybe like they like went into him, and then when he pulled it out, they like sort of vacuumed around it or something. I don't know because the suit can't be destroyed.
That soldier is wearing the brown trousers. He shot Superman and got
in
your face.
I just rewatched it. Yeah. The suit healed.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. You're right.
Holy cow! Wow. Don't think we've ever seen that before.
No,
that's cool.
So that's got to be a Kryptonian suit. Like in Man of Steel, not something his mother made.
I don't think Martha made that.
No. In the U52 comics, he had like a nano, like a sort of like Iron Man thing where he would like touch it, like came onto him. So
must be like that.
Hmm.
I guess it's something like that, something to do with that.
It's all like a pay attention in that scene. I was just like, that's awesome.
Supergirl has a suit like that in the TV series.
Very true. And that bit at the beginning where he like stopped that truck, like he caught that train and just like.
He melted the tracks,
it's awesome.
Superman doing Superman stuff.
Yes, it's written by somebody that understands the character and show what we want to see from that. But
well, that's like 20 years experience, right? That's 20 years experience of Superman being like, awesome. Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah.
They're doing a great job with the show. They're keeping it consistently like really high, high production value here.
Yeah,
really
good story, great good writing. Characters. Yeah. Oh, it's
right up there. Halfway through, when he was talking to him just after the football game, he's like, "I'm not like you." He's like, "Oh, they're going to take this in a different direction where they're going to have him be somebody that isn't focused on saving people with his powers and responsibility." And then they have that lesson interspersed with Superman getting shot about power and responsibility, which Jordan has now learned the hard way that he's got to be responsible with his powers. He can't just be, you know, running around being cocksure the entire time. So
it's just be emotional, like emotional, and keep making.
I feel like him hurting Jordan is such a clever way of making him understand. It's like the one person that he probably trusts the most,
because the way they
more than his parents.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, because the way they built.
Gone.
They say that just the way they built up that brotherly relationship, where like you think it's going to go into a bit of an argument, but the two of them always got each other's back, and now he's. As the episode title, he's broken the trust they had together, and it's like, so that's a really powerful bond to break, which is going to be really cool to see how that plays out.
Exactly, it's going to be interesting to see how this goes, because for Jordan, he's presumably learned a hard lesson here, and this is going to help him take things a bit more seriously. But how's Jonathan going to respond to this? Mm-hmm. Because now I can see Jordan being drawn more to his dad now. And his dad's going to help him with his powers and that. But then Jonathan ends up separate from the pack here. Mm. Like, so does he end up going down more of a dark path? Mm.
I don't know. He seems to
be interesting, because we haven't seen in any of those flash forwards to the future, we haven't seen what Jonathan's up to.
Flash forward, good thing.
Two months off, and you guys are still arguing about this.
It's not an argument because I've already won.
Technically, Jordan
is going to marry Lois at some point.
Jordan and Jonathan probably aren't born in that timeline. If Luther is with Lois, so
I mean, again, like the whole thing between the two, like the whole like him having those headaches, and then Jonathan noticing it, and then like saying like, "Well, what's wrong? I can help you." And then got to the point that even like during the football game, he went and sort of helped him out. And then even the bit in the hotel room where Jordan's like, no, everything's fine. And he's like, well, all right, now stop with the bullshit now. Mm-mm. There is something, like you're being a dick kind of thing.
Did you think when he caught him punching the guy, Jonathan Kajin, that he didn't break his hand originally? He used some strength to stop him.
That's what I thought was happening.
I thought, we're going to see him use his power. He's going to stop him. But no, he just broke his arm. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay. So what do you reckon stabbing him with Jordan now at the end?
Crazy. I guess it's something to do. Maybe it's a concussion or something that he's just been having. Like his super hearing just sort of like something's going on with that. I think because when he did that, he did it really quickly. He didn't really see it, but like when he did the extra vision into his brain, these little looked like things were sparking off around the back.
Because there was a lot of instances where the locker slamming, the whistle on the football field, he was getting every time it was super hearing, it was setting it off. So.
It's interesting.
When he did the X-ray thing, it looked like his left-hand side was hotter. No, it's his brain that's hotter.
Yeah, it's like
it's going all over the place, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like something. Some sort of like signals are like sparking everywhere. I didn't realize. I thought General Lane as well. Like beginning of the season was like, oh, he's different. He's a different General Lane. He's a nice guy now. Very stupid, absolute military bastard.
He just knows a little bit more, so he's more dangerous.
Let's say we're gonna take down the target. It's like, it's a kid, man. It's like, no worries, take him down. It's like, really? Like. Jesus Christ.
It's like Superman, like, you authorize the use of kryptonite tip bullets. So that's crossing a line.
That was a great scene. That was, it really was.
That was, I honestly thought for one point that he was going to like lose control, and then that was going to be the turning point where General Rain's like, oh, he's turned evil. We need to, whereas like an accident kind of thing, but I'm glad he was able to control it. Or what he said at the end, like, I have to control it all the time, otherwise I break that trust. Mm.
Well, you've certainly broken that guy's trouser budget. Jesus Christ, he's not going to be sleeping for a week after that.
Yeah,
he's zoomed in right on his face. Yeah. Stand down. Yeah. Okay. That was great.
It's quite interesting as well that Clark doesn't know what X kryptonite is.
Mm. Yes.
No, did Lois.
Yeah, because Morgan Edge knows what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edge seems very aware, very familiar
and
with what
the
it is.
Luther so... knows what it is as well. So
well, it kind of, because they had that flashback, didn't you, where he found that egg-looking thing, whatever, how many years ago it was. So he must have researched to be able to find that. And all of that knowledge and stuff must be how he's learned about X-Kryptonite.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it's weird how he knows about it, finds it and everything, but Kal-El doesn't know anything of it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So Kal-El doesn't know about it, but Edge seems to know a lot about it and knows exactly where all of it is. So is Edge also from a different
Earth.
Place?
Mm. Another oh, Earth. Same one as Luther, you think, maybe?
Yeah. So maybe in the future, in the future, he's learned where that is and they come back to the past.
No.
But the thing is, like, I feel like the Earth that Luther's from is kind of like the Earth 2 in the comics, where the good guys are the bad guys and the bad guys are the good guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Morgan Edge is always a bad guy, and he's a bad guy in this, so I wouldn't think he's from that Earth.
Mm.
That maybe would be my initial thought.
Maybe something with the stuff he found.
He could still be a bad guy from another Earth.
He could be, yeah. Mm. But I feel like it would be too confusing if they start bringing people in from different Earths already, season one. Six episodes in, you know what I
agree.
Mean?
I think that's like why they've done Looper from the future.
Anyway, but so and also like Luther said, I'm trying to like so he's looking at the X Kryptonite. He goes, I'm trying to stop something from happening. So is the X Kryptonite that turns Kal-El?
It might
evil.
Be.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Could be.
So or is that the thing that can kill him? So he's going to use it to kill him.
No, side note, I love Superman's reaction or Clark's reaction to that when he's like, oh yeah, Lara.
By the way, I almost died this time.
I almost died this evening.
What?
And I, you know, Lara.
She's doing her break
again. She's got powers as well, and he's just like, oh, for God's sake.
Another one. I've already got two things on my head.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy.
I do love the way that look completely open and honest with each other.
Yeah, and then like family like, time talk stuff. Lowest, really good, like, aren't they? Yeah.
Like back in when, like, you've seen it in loads of shows where they're together, when they're sort of first together, Lois will always try and hide things from him. And she's
you know, I'm getting between Clark and Lois, I'm getting a Jonathan and Martha vibe from Smallville.
Mm.
They were always very like that, weren't they? And then being on the farm in Smallville, I'm getting those kind of vibes. But I'm also like, we're going back to sort of Morgan Edge a little bit with Kyle. I'm like, I'm kind of glad they're keeping up. Yeah, you're the one that brought him in. You're the savior. Then when it all tips up and find out that Morgan Edge is a bastard and he's literally siphoning the whole town, you'd be like, oh, it was your fault. I'm kind of going to be glad about that.
Yeah.
Like, good.
Yeah.
All right. So X Kryptonite, I just had to look this up. So according to DCFandom.com, so on Earth 1, it was accidentally created by Supergirl in an attempt to create an antidote to kryptonite poisoning. X-Kryptonite temporarily endowed non-Kryptonians, such as Streaky the Supercat or Ellie Leeds, with Kryptonian-like superpowers. It also makes the point that simply touching X-Kryptonite does not result in superpowers. There needs to be some kind of catalyst, and the effects can be unstable and debilitating and even fatal in some extreme cases.
Mm.
So presumably we're going to see people die from the
extra. Yeah, we already have, right? I guess that Derek.
Clearly,
oh, good point, yeah.
Clearly Tag's exposure isn't helping because although he's got speed, he's freaking out all over the place. He's not quite in control.
Yeah, can't really control it, can he? Yeah.
So it doesn't see anything about the effect that it has on Superman.
Okay, interesting. Mm. So maybe it's...
So, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm guessing this version isn't created by Supergirl because otherwise we'd have done that. It must just be that it's in these caves and maybe it was a slightly different meteor shower or something.
Or even the same one because we were in Smallville, so that's where the meteor came down.
Yeah.
A bit like in Smallville itself, the show where they got the meteor freaks because it's rained down all over the place.
Yeah.
So this massive deposit, and I think even Luther said this is the biggest one he thinks he's seen because... That town that Derek was from, they obviously had a smaller deposit there, and that was only down the road from Smallville. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The few odd bits landed there, but the majority have landed at Smallville. So. Mm.
So, but with them as well making a point that there's the largest amount of X kryptonite there, and the fact that it can give humans superpowers means that there can be an endless amount of super villains that can be added to this show that we've never seen before. Mm. So that's cool and interesting.
It's going to be interesting what that catalyst egg-looking thing is and where it came from.
Yeah.
How did Morgan Edge find it? That's going to be quite interesting.
Because he was kind of waiting for it, wasn't he? He was waiting for it to,
He was waiting for a meteor shower, wasn't he?
Yeah, maybe tracked it from outer space or something. He could just pinpoint where it was going to land. But yeah, it's interesting to find. I guess, oh, there it is. Like, he knew exactly what he was looking for. Yeah. Like, oh, what the hell is this weird looking thing?
We know it's in this area. Start searching for it. It was literally drive here, there, back.
It's almost like he looked at it in the history books and then traveled back in time to the correct
Well, he went to the Flash Museum and read about it.
There you go.
Goddamn Flash Museum has so much to answer for.
Yeah.
No, the actual contents of the egg was Beppo the Super Monkey. If we're going to be talking about... we're talking about the Legion of Super Pets. Let's go with Beppo.
Wasn't he hitting that in the last crossover?
Was he? Oh,
yeah, you ended up with...
Laughing, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it's all going to tie down.
It's all going back to that. This whole that's show is just the museums. Oh, the writers would be having a field day if they did that. So I would do this whole the Superman and Lois show just so we can introduce this.
They call it the Jar Jar Gambit. It'll either pay off or everyone will hate the fuck out of him. So, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, man,
it's
going to be interesting.
I'm so glad it's back, though.
It's going to be great.
So much.
Are you sure next week's episode's got John Digger in it?
I swear I remember reading it was episode 7.
The next week's episode is called Man of Steel and it's directed by David Ramsey, so I'm guessing he's
there you go.
Oh, please tell me he has a Green Lantern ring. Please tell me.
It'd be amazing if, like, from when we saw him pick up that ring from the end of Arrow until now, he has literally been on Iowa training, gone on a few missions.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's come back to Earth because he's been designated Sector 2814.
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing. He's like, don't worry, Superman. You can relax a little bit. I can police this area now as well.
Yeah. I police the whole galaxy. Let's do this.
Green Lantern's got this. Stand back and watch the light show.
Can't wait for next episode.
No, me neither. It's going to be a long week. Can't wait. So, guys, that was episode 6 of Superman and Lois. It's finally back. Are you excited? Were you happy? What do you think is going to happen in the next episode? Because potentially John Diggle is showing up. Are we excited for that? I think so. If you want to see the full reaction to this episode, please head over to our Patreon. Come support the channel. All our full reactions are there. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Links are in the description below. And we also do podcasts as well, although we haven't done one for a while. But all the old ones are find anywhere you can... this is a podcast, search Legend Podcasting, you'll find us there. This is all our lovely goodness, and we'll see you for next week's episode of Superman and Lois.
Oh, can't wait.
Superman and Green Lantern.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah. Superman, yeah. The Green Lantern Show.